It's me, Sponsor. I love you. Here's a promotional message.
So I had a look in my wardrobe the other day and realised that I don't own that much that isn't burned or stained or torn. And while I do fix everything that I can, I figured it's also probably time for some new clothes. And then I thought, why not buy something that directly supports me? Turns out, if you head to battlebird.production/merch, you can get t-shirts, hoodies, mugs, bags, pretty much anything a modern repair person might need. There are some with a yellow sub on them, some with Automnicon's logo on, of course, and even a shirt from something called Haraldson Computer's Deadly Robot Animal Sanctuary, which I'm very curious about. So, support us and look good doing it. Go to battlebird.production/merch or check the link attached to this message. Thanks.
Glad I get to speak to you. Bye.
We Fix Space Junk, Series 3, by Beth Crane. Episode 4, Relaxing at the Perfecticon Spa.
Sorry to wake you, but you have a job coming in.
Oof. Another one.
What is it this time? Do we have to climb every mountain? Fight a bug blatter beast? Tackle Automnicon's end of year accounts?
I think there might have been some kind of mistake.
Hello, valued employees. Here are the details for your next exciting mission. You will be relaxing in or at the Perfecticon Holiday Spa and Resort, Utroniata 4. We hope you enjoy your mission. Additional notes? Spa is experimental. Some risk of injury or death. Message ends.
Well, I mean, we can go anyway. They only said some risk of injury.
Well, it's not like we get a choice either way.
Oh, I can't wait to actually take a break.
Yeah. Although, I'm suspicious.
Well, yeah, I am too. I'm just really, really tired.
I'll set a course. We're pretty nearby, so maybe you should just go back to sleep.
I mean, we'll try. Well, this looks pretty typical for a spa. Lots of white, very clean. People in clinical gear with... Oh. Oh, Kilner, they do not have faces.
No, they they do have faces. They're just flickering. Like they're stuck between channels.
Hello there.
And welcome to the
Perfecticon Holiday Spa and Resort.
I am
Bartan, and I will be your consultant for this
spa journey.
Hi, are you all right?
Ah.
Yes, that. So, I need
to explain our unique selling point.
Right.
We have a very unique USP. Everything.
Every element of this spa
is perfect for every
visitor, thanks to
our wish mapping technology. Your complimentary
slippers
fit perfectly. And your pillow
is exactly the
shape,
size,
and
temperature
that you like it. And that extends to almost
every part of the spa,
including our faces.
Uh-huh.
Only only we've had a few
teething troubles with the filtering.
Which means what?
Well, some things are relatively simple.
Slippers only need to take in data from
one guest at a time, and pillows are a maximum of two people.
Usually.
But when you're taking in visual preferences from
30 guests at
once and trying to compute how
faces should appear to each and every visitor.
Well,
let's say this is
a
stress test
of the system, and we've had a few issues.
And that's safe, is it?
Oh.
I am sure that there will be no long-term damage
to the equipment.
Right.
Please, follow me to your rooms.
Kilner?
Mm-hmm?
Can I come in?
Sure.
This is your perfect room.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's very sparse. And is that a... Is there a faint scent of exhaust?
It's only a little bit. I find it quite comforting. I mean, this is all really weird, but if they're going to worm their way into my brain, I'd rather they make me comfortable doing it.
Yeah.
What's your room like?
Oh, we can... I'll show you later. We should probably head down and talk to Bartan, see what's actually going on here.
Sure. Have you seen the pockets on this dressing gown? They're huge. And there are so many of them.
Why do you have such a big thing about pockets?
I never have enough pockets.
Well, hello. Welcome to the spa. We have an almost infinite range of treatments on offer. What would you like to try first?
Bartan, what do you actually need from us? I'm assuming from the look of the other guests, Automnicon hasn't filled the place with repair people. What's going wrong?
Well, apart from the couples issue...
Couples issue?
When you have a couple...
sharing a room?
There are some issues, again, with the Perfecticon filter. Sometimes the pillows change unexpectedly.
Or one of the pair is in the mood.
Then the other is, well, not. And that can...
clutter things up a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But... well, if you'll just follow me, I'll show you our other main concern.
What's going on?
Wait, is there someone behind us?
Yes, there's that.
And what's that?
Well, so far we aren't entirely sure. Some kind of figment, perhaps?
A figment?
We do support limited levels of living object creation using our filters. I assume it's one of those. It's just that usually the figments are puppies or kittens.
Not sinister figures lurking in the shadows who vanish when you look at them.
So what is that?
We've noticed it in the corridors, on and off. We're wondering if someone's holiday has a certain theme.
Bartan, are we stuck in a murder mystery?
Not technically.
Not technically?
Has someone died?
Technically, yes, but only one of the staff.
Bartan!
These are just artificial bodies, so it's not a huge issue. Our actual minds and bodies are off-site. We just project our consciousnesses in. It's a very easy commute. So if the worst happens, we just pop up in another body and get back to work. But it will get expensive if we don't sort this out soon.
Well, especially if they start targeting guests.
Ah, I hadn't thought of that, actually. Oh dear.
Right, can we head back into the office or somewhere else that isn't under this influence?
Well, we don't really have an office per se, because of the whole psychic commute thing. But we do have a few zones that don't have wish mapping on them. And there are a couple spots across the spa where we've limited wish mapping for cost purposes. For example, coffee and tea are served in mugs and cups that exactly match your wishes. But the undersides of the cups are all the same. And same goes for the cocktail glasses.
Oh, clever.
So, did anyone actually see what the shadowy mystery figure did?
No. Unfortunately, it was in an area that wasn't covered by surveillance, and there were no witnesses.
Guess they wanted a murder that was hard to solve.
There is such a thing as giving people too much of what they want.
Well, yes. We're learning that now.
So, do you have any ideas who might be behind all of this?
No.
And you've asked the other guests?
Of course not. It's our opening weekend. We've got reviewers in. And we don't want to panic people.
You've got reviewers in while you're stress testing a potentially incredibly dangerous system.
We didn't think it was dangerous until just now.
But...
So if you could look into this without causing too much alarm, I'd be really grateful.
Right.
Why don't you have a look at our spa? See what the facilities are like. Try and suss out the suspect.
Fine.
I'm going to have a massage. I've got this knot on my shoulder I can never get rid of.
Oh, yeah, that's wrench tendon. It's a repairman thing.
Well, I'd like it not to be a Samantha thing.
All right, my darling. How's this feeling? There.
You haven't quite got it.
Well, you are quite difficult to massage properly with all that metal work.
Yeah, well, it doesn't come off.
Perhaps you might be more comfortable in the jacuzzi.
Oh, I'll try it. Samantha?
Mm-hmm.
I'll see you in a bit.
Back already, pet.
Kilmer, could you get me a glass of water?
No, I'd rather you didn't...
Oh, Bruce!
Not again.
Kilmer! He stabbed the massage therapist!
Do apologise for the inconvenience. I've relocated to another body, so if you'd like to continue the massage...
What if it's targeting me?
What?
I saw it. I think it's coming for me next.
Why?
I don't know. Why does a bloodthirsty murderer do anything?
Take a deep breath. We need to think. So, this is all just happening because someone is super into murder mysteries, right?
Right.
But it's targeting staff, which are kind of replaceable. So it's not like they're making a permanent impact.
Do you think that they know this is going on?
Oh, we've concealed everything from the guests. They don't know nothing at all.
So whoever's responsible might not even know they're doing this.
Exactly.
That's not something you should be happy about.
Well, it is if you don't want them to find out anything negative about the spa, leave bad reviews.
Right.
So... how do we uncover someone who likes murder mysteries?
I guess we could look at their book choices.
Well, I haven't seen any books around. Wait, I have an idea.
What?
We throw a party, a murder mystery party, and then we see who participates the most keenly.
Seriously?
Well, we have at least one murdered body, right?
I mean, they're not technically a body, but...
And if we make it look slightly faker, we could use that as the body and then get the guests to try and solve it.
And lure out whoever's doing all this.
Exactly.
Hello! It's me, Spongebob, the one and only. I assume... Here's an advert.
Patreon. Support your favorite repairman so we don't have to. Find the link in the show notes or at patreon.com/battlebirdprod. Automnicon. We own you.
Sorry for making you wait, but yeah, thanks for listening. Bye!
Now, you may have wondered why we've called you all here tonight.
For many of you, this may have just been a classic holiday. But for one guest, there was more on their mind. They had murder on their mind.
You've all had time to talk, to exchange clues and discoveries, but the real question at this very moment is, who did it? Was it you, Agatha? Did you find the victim's confidence just too much to bear? What about you, Dashiell? She left you long ago for a far better life. Did you follow her here for revenge? Or there's Ruth. Quiet Ruth. A woman who doesn't seem to have any connection to the case at all.
If you could all write down your accusations and hand them in to us, there'll be a prize for the winner.
Is that everyone?
Looks like it.
Great. We can let them get on with their dinner and we'll have a look at these.
So who did it?
What?
In the story.
Oh, it was Ruth. Never trust anyone with no connection to anything.
Ah.
Always secretly a sister or an aunt or a best friend or an ex-wife or... Agatha, PD, Ruth, the dog, lightning, Agatha, Dashiell. Looks like only one of them got it right.
I guess it's them then.
Well, it might not be, but they're our most viable suspect anyway.
So what now?
It looks like we have a winner. Appia Discrunchen?
Oh, that's me.
You are the only guest who guessed correctly. If you want to follow us, we can give you your prize.
Oh, sure. I'll just ask my mum.
She's very young. Are you sure?
I reckon it's her.
But she's so pink and about 12.
Some kids just have the killer instinct.
Okay, let's go.
So if you'd just follow us along here.
So, how long have you been into murder mysteries?
Well, I found a book when I was 8 that I probably shouldn't have read, but it got me hooked.
Oh, really?
It was super brutal, but I was like, yeah, this is my thing. I don't feel like I fully fit in as I am, you know? Like, everyone is cooler and more interesting than me, but inside I just feel this drive to...
Kill people?
No, I want to write. No, not... Bruce, what are you... Wait. What's going on?
Okay, so there have been some deaths, kind of, in the hotel, and...
No, I mean, what's going on with the corridor? This is not the way we headed.
Oh, Bruce!
It's the hotel. It's shifting itself round because of the thing.
Oh, for Bruce's sake.
What's happening?
You did this. You did all of this.
I... what?
Let me guess, you got super bored on the family holiday, right?
I mean, I'm 12, duh.
And you started thinking that you'd have a better time if something else happened?
Like murders.
Oh.
And the hotel, being experimental, it...
made some murders.
It's, created something that's stalking the things that work here.
I killed someone?
No, they have these disposable bodies and...
We're just not entirely sure how to stop it or how to find it.
Have you tried just writing stuff down instead of keeping it in your head? You should try it, especially if you love reading.
But it won't be any good.
Who cares? Just keep writing until it gets better.
I guess. She went...
How are we looking?
Well, there haven't been any more murders, and Appia's family seem fine to leave her here writing.
Oh, look, the room's adapting to her. Oh, that's so sweet.
I mean, for a given value of sweet, those are some disturbing-looking book covers and forensic files.
Well, you can't learn in a bubble.
I guess.
Adapt him. So is that it?
I think so. You think that'll fix it?
Well, the writer doesn't want a murder mystery going on in the background. They want peace, quiet, and a lot of caffeine.
And you know because...
As I wrote some really, really terrible stories when I was little, before they made me stop reading.
Right.
So, what do we do now?
I reckon we go back to our rooms, let Bartan know we solved it, and get room service.
Sounds good to me.
So, what's the deal with your room?
What?
I mean, you don't have to show me if you don't want to, but you've been really weird about it. Like, you keep shutting the door really quickly and standing in the way.
It's a really dumb thing.
Yeah?
It looks a lot like my old room. At home, before all of this happened.
Huh.
See what I mean?
Well, it looks comfy.
It's just, you know, I thought I'd changed.
Just because you've changed doesn't mean you need to change what makes you comfortable.
What?
I definitely thought it was going to be a weird sex thing.
Oh!
Room service!
Perfect. Did you order lobster? Did I order is there wine?
Oh, Bruce, you have to try these.
They just look like croissants filled with jam and also other things.
Well, it's the also other things that make them special. Okay, so, feedback forms.
Comfort. Like 7?
I'd say more like 9.
Yeah, actually, when we were doing the spa bit, it was really comfortable. Okay, 9.
How safe did you feel during your stay?
5.
5?
I mean, we've been in less safe situations.
Okay, compromise. 3.
Sure. How likely are you to recommend this spa?
I feel like there are some people I would send there.
I mean, I don't think I know anyone else who would go to a spa.
In this episode of We Fix Space Junk, Samantha Trapp was played by Rebecca Evans, Kilner was played by Beth Crane, Dax was played by Jack Carmichael, Bartan was played by Nico Durantes and Nalzila Sarpkaya, The Massage Therapist was played by Hedley Knights, and Appia was played by Molly Pipe. This episode also starred Vicky Barron. The programme was written by Beth Crane and produced by Hedley Knights for Battlebird Productions. This series is dedicated to Steve Crane. We'd like to thank our patrons for their support, and especially say thank you to Sophia A and Carey B. We use the money from our Patreon to pay our actors and run the show, so we're eternally grateful for all that you do for us. To support We Fix Space Junk, visit battlebird.productions or see the show notes.
Mrs. Trapp?
I'm just calling to... Well, we've done a little background research into Dunnock, as you've been calling her.
And?
Well, we found out she's a little more than just a work colleague. So rather than just, you know, popping your dear Astatine's remains into one of the mining machines and declaring her a deceased saboteur, we've realized there's perhaps a negotiation to be had.
A negotiation?
We want to discuss a takeover.
What?
Rather than your original, rather troublesome plan to take over the Trapp Mining Corporation, we have decided that, in exchange for Dunnock, we would like the entirety of Automnicon's mining holdings. We want you out of the mining market altogether, so we can return to our comfortable little monopoly and you can get on with other things. Oh, I know, there's a lot to discuss. Perhaps instead we could send her to you in pieces. It looks like that may have happened before. We could start with a finger, seeing as she's still got some of them left.
I'll see what I can do.
I'm glad we can negotiate this like adults. Goodbye, Andrea.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Edgar said to the interviewer he was convinced that the thing out there wasn't a vault.
Yeah, I know what he thought.
Dr. Eggers didn't think it was designed to keep things out.
I know what he thought.
He thought it was designed to keep something in.
Do you even understand the difficulty trying to keep a base like Fathom at the bottom of the ocean from killing everyone in it on a daily basis?
Oh my God.
Everyone hold on to something! I think whatever is on the other side of that door out there, it's not friendly. I think it's trying to get out. That, my friend, is a dire combination.
That's a bad sign.
Get out of the door!
It's spreading like some kind of technological contagion. We can either stop it here or watch the world burn.